Robot or not.
John, listener Elish wrote in and said, I was eating out with my 9-year-old and she had water in a plastic thing that looked like a glass but was made out of plastic. We got to talking. That's a cup and not a glass, right? Is it impossible for a glass to be made out of plastic? A thing shaped like a coffee cup made out of glass is a cup. What is a cup? What is a glass? Can something be both a glass and a cup?
Yeah, this is an instance where people get hung up on the fact that it's called a glass, but it's not. How can it be a glass but not made of glass? That's the way the English language works sometimes. It seems like its origin probably had to do with the fact that it was made of glass, but you can absolutely have a glass that is not made of glass. It sounds confusing, but instances of that happen all the time in the English language. And I think something could be both a cup and a glass, because cup coming from elsewhere has its own connotations, but there's always sort of like an overlap where something could rightfully be called both a cup and a glass. And you can argue about whether it is either a cup or a glass, or it is both at the same time. That's the problem with fuzzy terms. They're like Venn diagrams, and you could just place items into those diagrams, and sometimes you land on a region that has overlap.
It's very interesting. The dictionary disagrees with you.
Yeah, the dictionaries are always very kind of like, especially with older words, they don't revisit it to update it for modern usage to say, well, people started using this term to refer to things that aren't made of glass, but we're not changing our definition.
Yeah.
So, nah.
I agree. It's like a drinking container made from glass is a glass. Otherwise, it can't be. And like, I don't think that's right. I think
it's hard to keep the dictionaries up to date, to be fair. And one of the things that annoys me, I think I mentioned this on some podcast ages ago, the thing where you have, like, you're sending an email message, like you're a spammer, you're sending an email message and you write the email, but you leave little blanks for where you're going to put the person's name and, like, whatever stuff like that. What would you call that thing that you make that will have the blanks filled in on it? I would call that a template.
Yeah. Right? Sure.
But some well-known dictionaries that I have looked up say template is not a valid pronunciation of that word.
Oh, it's template.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, well, it might have been template, but guess what? Computers came, and now everybody, I called template for 25 years with all my programmer coworkers, and no one ever said, what are you saying, template? We all said template. And yet that is apparently not a valid definition, not a valid pronunciation of
according
the word.
The American Heritage Dictionary that's in the that's in all Apple products is a valid pronunciation.
Computer people. I know, some have it, but some don't. It just shows not every dictionary is updated to keep pace with the actual usage out there in the world, even for things that are incredibly broadly accepted, like the pronunciation of template.
Yes, or template, as I would say it.
When's the last time you heard someone say template?
I don't know. I last time I used PageMaker.
Robot or not.